Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. So we're going to move on to SimAnt. So we zoomed way out with SimEarth. Now we're going to zoom way in with SimAnt to the little critters who steal our crumbs. We all know ants. We either love them or hate them or just find them fascinating. But this one is much more whimsical than the very classroom-friendly SimEarth, although I'm sure this was probably used in plenty of computer classes in the early 90s. But as expected from Wilwright, this game has one foot in the world of hard science. And SimAnt falls back on the work of Harvard biologist E.O. Wilson, his 1990 Pulitzer Prize-winning book release, The Ants, which I believe he co-authored with Bert Holdobler. And this was a massive academic tome that weighed in around 800 pages. There was a mass market version released in 1994, 4 years later, called Journey to the Ants. But this was very important ant research. I didn't know you could possibly learn this much about ants, but that's because I never looked into it until now. But apparently ants have a lot going on. There are so many kinds of ants. And E.O. Wilson is the guy who discovered the idea that ants communicated with each other through these pheromones they left behind. So very important. Something that's referenced all the time in media. He is the guy who discovered that fact about ants.
And that is a very, and the book is very heavy. I don't know if you've held the book. It's huge. And I had a copy for many years, and then it got water got into it somehow, and I had to throw it away.
Yeah, I never saw the actual book itself, but learning that's 800 pages in an academic book, it has to be massive and frankly hard to read. So I'm glad that they released a more layman friendly version in 94. That sounds like something I'd be more into checking out, because I feel like perhaps that bigger version is written in an academic language I have no grounding in, so it would be kind of slightly impenetrable as someone who only has an English degree, maybe. But yes, SimAnt was developed by Wright and his pal Justin McCormick, a high school pal of his, in under a year, and it's Maxis's most gamey sim game to date. So we have traditional video game elements like enemies, we have red ants, other insects, explicit win conditions, and you also directly control characters within the game, which is new for the sim games. And to complete the game, you have distinct objectives. There is an end to the game. You are trying to finish SimAnt. It's not all about, like, let's learn about ants, let's see how they interact, let's discover facts about them through play. This is, you're the ants, take over the yard, take over the house, destroy the red ants, and win the game and see the ending. So going in a completely opposite direction from SimEarth.
Yeah, and that was very intentional on Will Wright's part, because I think that he saw the response to SimEarth and said, okay, we need to change gears here. We made something really complicated and hard for people to get their head around, and let's make something way more accessible. And that was definitely one of their intentions with executing this project.
And I was reading Will Wright's various comments about this game over the year. I'm not sure what you're reading on it is high end, but it seems like he might be disappointed in the final release and or surprised that it appealed to a demographic he did not think would be the key players of this game. And yeah, by that, I mean little boys.
Yeah, my understanding is that it sold a lot to 13-year-old boys, which was basically me and my brother at the time that it came out. And but it didn't land as big as they wanted it to.
Yeah, I know. I was 11 when I played the game, and I did think it was cool. And like you were saying earlier, it's really easy to understand. There's a great tutorial too. But if you're playing games with a Super Nintendo controller, I control things on the screen with this, and I'm doing this here. So it just feels a lot more immediate in terms of what you're doing. And there's, I guess you would call them very prototypical RTS elements in this game. This game releases actually the same year as Dune 2 for the PC, which is a big evolutionary step in the direction towards what we know as the RTS. But this is kind of toying with those elements as they exist in 1992.
That's a really interesting connection. So then before Dune 2, the modern RTS doesn't even exist as we know it.
Yeah, there's some console things like Herzog's Vi, but most people didn't play that and it was not on the PC. But Dune 2 is like, boom, this is the RTS mostly figured out in terms of collecting resources, building units, sending them out, and that will essentially create an entire genre. But this is kind of like that in some ways, interestingly enough. And this had a big influence on The Sims. Can you talk about that, Chaim?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, I think the narrative is really interesting. The SimAnt comes out, and then there's this massive wildfire in Oakland where Will lives, right around the corner from where I'm talking from. And it destroys a huge part of Oakland. And Will and his family actually barely escape the fire. And they come back to their house. One of the things he notices, or what's left of the house, and one of the things he notices is that there's no life left, but the only life that has survived are ants, and the ants are underground. So that's interesting. And then as he goes to rebuild his home, and sort of they have to acquire everything from scratch, he starts to wonder, like, what is all the stuff that goes into our life? What is all this stuff for, right? And he hates shopping. So that sort of gets him thinking about The Sims. And one of the really interesting connections with SimAnt, well, first of all, there's the prototyping for the Sims. First prototypes were done in the SimAnt code base. Justin McCormick does that. But the AI in The Sims comes directly out of his experience with SimAnt. So in SimAnt, there's the ants. We talked about that a lot. But there's also these people, you know, you're like in the backyard and in the house of this house that people live in. And the people, there's a guy who walks around and like mows the lawn and things like that. And Will talks about how the AI code for that guy was a huge pain in the butt to write. And he was a very uncompelling character. But the ant AI was much simpler, again, following the pheromone stuff that you were talking about earlier. So the ant AI was extremely robust and emergent and surprising, but much more elegant to write. But the human AI code was really gnarly and ugly. It didn't perform well. And he thought, so basically what he did is he modeled the AI design in The Sims on the logic of SimAnt. So people in The Sims just respond to their environment. It's like, you know, that all these things in the environment are advertising to you. They're like, come pee in the toilet, I'll relieve your bladder. Come to the fridge and get a snack, I will satisfy your hunger, right? And then, of course, when you do these things, there's undesirable side effects. Like you go to the bathroom and now you're dirty and you got to wash your hands, right? So that's the SimAnt model of intelligence transplanted to The Sims. And one last thing, part of what's interesting about this is happening in a moment when there is intense interest in embodied, situated artificial intelligence happening. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he's like at the cutting edge of AI.
Yeah. And it makes sense to scale this up roughly 10 years later. Computers are more powerful. You have a bigger team. The demands of an ant are not that complex. You're going to help the queen. You're going to fight enemies. You're going to gather food. And then you scale it up to The Sims. You're a human being. You have to find love. You have to pee. You have to poop. You have to eat food. You have to get a job. It just makes sense to, you know, just build outward from the idea of this ant sim to people by the year 2000.